Did you watch the match last night? It was a great game.
Kind of.
What do you mean?
Well, I kept getting interrupted.
Oh, that's so annoying.
It was like they knew.
Like, who knew? Who knew what?
It was like they knew when the best bits were going to happen.
Who? Who are you talking about?
My grandma, the dog next door, the builders in the street, the salesperson on the telephone, the kettle, my bladder.
Huh?
Let me give you an example. The match kicks off, 0-0, nothing happening. The phone rings. Hi, Grandma, how are you? Yeah, I'm a bit busy. Yeah, of course, I'll come round on Sunday. I come round every Sunday. Okay, yeah, I'll go and look. I'm sure it's there. So I go and look for my grandma's knitting, and when I return, bang, 1-0, I've missed a goal. See you Sunday, Gran. Bye.
So you were a bit annoyed?
If it had just been my gran, it wouldn't have been a problem, but it went on and on like that. I can tell you more if you like.
Please, go on.
Hello, my name's Rich.
And I'm Jack.
And welcome to this week's Premier Skills English podcast,
where we talk about football and help you with your English. What's happening this week, Rich?
In this week's podcast, we're going to speak about grammar. We're going to look at the past continuous and the past simple and when we use them in the same sentence.
I was walking down the road when I was attacked by a huge dinosaur.
Yes, that kind of thing. But hopefully we'll look at a few examples that are a bit more useful.
We'll have a task for you to do connected to this area of grammar. And don't forget to listen to the end of the podcast, because we have a new football phrase for you to try to guess.
In this section, we're going to do two role plays.
Role play one. Who stole the cup? Hello, can I help you?
Good afternoon. Are you Mr. Kevin De Bruyne?
Yes.
My name is PC Moon. I'm from the Metropolitan Police, and I was wondering if we could ask you a few questions.
Yes, of course. I was just watching a match. Please, come in.
Quiet, Fluffy!
Thank you for agreeing to answer my questions. Remember, you do not have to answer my questions. However, should this matter go to court and you tell the court something which you could have reasonably told me during this interview, the court may be less likely to believe you, and that could harm your defence.
Okay, got it. What's the problem? It sounds serious.
On the night of June 5th, 2018, the Premier League trophy was stolen from Chelsea Football Stadium. We have a number of witnesses that spotted you near the stadium on the evening in question. Mr. De Bruyne, could you explain your whereabouts on the night in question?
June the 5th. I was at home all evening. If I remember correctly, I was doing a bit of studying and then I watched a film.
Be quiet, Fluffy! I'm talking to the police!
Did you leave the house at all?
Well, no, I don't think so. Ah, yes. The dog was barking outside, so I stopped the film and let him in.
The dog was barking. Did you see anything suspicious?
No, nothing. The dog was barking. I gave him some food. He stopped, and we carried on watching the film. We were watching Black Panther. It's very good. Have you seen it?
No. Did you eat pizza? I see a few pizza boxes around.
Shh, Fluffy! Yes, we did. From the pizza up next to Stamford Bridge.
Ah!
No, like I said, I didn't leave the house all night. We got it delivered.
Not a takeaway, then. No further questions, Mr. De Bruyne.
Good boy. No, No, not you, sir. I was talking to the dog.
Roleplay 2. Who found the trophy?
We're live in Alexandra Park in Manchester, where we're talking to Mr. Sterling, the man who's found the Premier League trophy after its disappearance almost 3 weeks ago. How did you find the Premier League trophy?
Well, it wasn't me, to be honest. It's all down to Pickles here.
The dog?
Yeah. We were walking in the park here, as we do on a Saturday afternoon, and Pickles started barking. No, not now, Pickles. We're on the telly.
Is that not normal?
It is, yes. He barks a lot. But he was digging at something. I went over to have a look at what he was doing, and I saw that something was shining.
And then you saw it?
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. I really didn't believe it. But then I saw the ribbons around the handles that said Chelsea FC Premier League winners.
And then what did you do?
Well, Pickles started pulling at the ribbons. He's a City fan, you see. Probably didn't like the Chelsea ribbons on the trophy. Quiet, Pickles. We took a few photos, a few selfies, just having a bit of a laugh. It's not every day you get to lift the Premier League trophy.
And then you called the police?
Yeah, I saw on the news that it had been stolen.
Well, Mr. Sterling, you and Pickles here are certainly the heroes of the day.
Yeah, well, maybe Pickles will become as famous as that other dog, the one that found the World Cup back in 66. What was its name again? Mr. De Bruyne, a suspect, and Mr. Sterling's dog, the hero. Sounds like a cover-up to me. I can think of other reasons why the trophy left Chelsea this season.
Not a robbery?
No, I don't think so. Right, anyway, in this week's podcast, we're talking about the past continuous. You might have heard us using the past continuous in the role plays.
That's right. One way to use the past continuous is to talk about an event that happened over a long or constant period of time in the past.
What do you mean when you say long?
Oh, it can actually be for a few seconds, but it's something that continues for a period of time. For example, you could say the fans were cheering and shouting. This would mean that they continued cheering for a long time. If you said the fans cheered, it probably means once for a few seconds, after a goal, for example.
In the role play, you heard the dog was barking. Here we use the past continuous because the dog didn't bark once and stop. It continued, like most dogs, for a period of time.
Past continuous is also used to say what you were doing at or before and after a specific time. For example, in 2001, I was studying at university.
In the role play, Jack said he was doing a bit of studying, or he was studying when he was asked what he was doing on the night of June 5th.
So, we create the past continuous with the verb to be in the past, was or were, and then add a verb with ing. In 2001, I was studying at university. Mr. De Bruyne was doing a bit of studying.
Another reason for using the past continuous is to describe something that was happening when another action interrupted it.
Like, what were you doing when the trophy was stolen?
Exactly. I said I was watching a film. I also said he stopped the film because his dog was barking.
We use the past continuous here to show what was happening when another action happened. The other action is usually in the past simple.
In the role play, you heard these examples. Listen for the past continuous and the past simple. The dog was barking outside, so I stopped the film and let him in. The dog was barking, so I gave him some food. We were walking in the park and Pickles started barking. I went over to have a look at what he was doing.
In all of these examples, the past continuous is interrupted by the past simple. In the next section, we want you to write some similar sentences. If you want more information about the past continuous, take a look at the page below this podcast.
Your task this week is to listen to the first section of the podcast again.
Rich was talking about all the problems and interruptions he had while trying to watch a match.
But when I was speaking, I didn't use the past continuous. That's your job.
We want you to think of each interruption and write a sentence about it.
Here are the interruptions again, if you'd prefer to think about them now.
Interruption 1. Rich's grandma.
Interruption 2. The dog next door.
Interruption 3. The builders in the street.
Interruption 4. The salesperson on the phone.
Interruption 5. The kettle. Choose two or three of the interruptions and write a few sentences including the past continuous and past simple. Use the examples we did about Rich's grandma in the opening section to help you.
Write your answers in the comment section at the bottom of the page. Have you got a football phrase for us this week?
Yes, I have. But first, last week's football phrase. The phrase was to go down. It's a phrasal verb that means to be relegated. Stoke City, West Brom and Swansea have gone down this season.
Well done to Athikala from Spain, Ahmed Adam from Sudan, Leiko Wang from China, Fiolinka Sabanaleg and Lubomir from Ukraine, Milos from Serbia and Quasimanifest from Ghana. You all got the right answer. What's this week's football phrase?
This week's football phrase is... This is the first round of lots of tournaments, such as the Champions League and the World Cup. It's like a mini-league. Usually of four teams who play each other once or twice. If a team qualifies from the... they move forward to the knockout rounds.
I've got it. Let's see who else can get it right.
Right, that's all we have time for this week. Don't forget to write your answers to our questions and make a guess at our football phrase in the comments below.
And keep an eye on our homepage this week as we have lots of new content related to the World Cup in Russia.
If you've enjoyed this podcast or found it useful, leave us a rating or review and that will help other people find us.
Bye for now and enjoy your football.